You are listening to listen.directcolors.net podcast episode 14. I'm Amy Nolan, and today we're talking with Direct Colors General Manager Shauna Turner about choosing between acid stain and liquid colored antique for an outdoor concrete project. It's that time of year again when our customers want their outdoor concrete to look its best. The question for today's podcast is which product, acid stain or liquid colored antique concrete stain, is best for what project? Here to help us make that determination is Shauna Turner, General Manager with Direct Colors. Thanks for joining us, Shauna.
Thank you.
So what's the main difference between the acid stain and the antique concrete stain?
Well, the main difference between the two products is that one is chemically reactive and the other is not. Acid stain is a chemically reactive stain that relies on the quality of the concrete to create a reaction and permanently color the concrete. The antiquing stain does not. It's sprayed onto the concrete and absorbs in, but it's still regarded as a topical stain. Both stain options must be sealed after application. The antiquing stain is a little easier to apply because it doesn't have a cleaning step before sealing, so that's helpful if you're in a hurry.
Do the stains look any different on the concrete?
Yes, they do. Acid stain has a special look that's unique to the staining process. So if you're looking for a marbled finish with a lot of color tones and variation, I'd suggest sticking with the acid stain. Liquid colored antique provides a more solid color, though more than one color could be used to create accents on the concrete. The antique stain was originally created by Direct Colors to renew color on previously stamped or textured concrete, but can be successfully applied to any outdoor concrete slab.
So when should a customer select the antique stain over the acid stain for a patio or other outdoor project?
Antiquing is definitely the right choice for any previously sealed concrete, especially if it has been textured or stamped. Acid stain cannot react with previously sealed concrete, so it's not even an option in that scenario. The other main reason, apart from personal choice, would be when the concrete isn't of sufficient quality to acid stain. For acid stain applications to succeed, the concrete has to be very clean, have little or no aggregate showing, and never have been cleaned with an acid-based cleaner. Sometimes it's hard to know with older concrete whether it can be acid stained or not. That's why pre-application testing becomes so important. If you're in doubt, then take a look at the antiquing. It can also be a fun option for concrete pavers and stepping stones if you're wanting to create a multicolor look for a patio or backyard walkway. Most of our customers will apply an acid stain to outdoor concrete when they can because it produces a permanent alteration of the concrete color with minimum maintenance over time.
Is one easier to apply than the other?
While both products require good surface prep to apply, prepping for an acid staining project is definitely more rigorous before and after staining. The liquid colored antique is applied to clean, dry surfaces with a fence and deck sprayer, and 8 hours later, after the final coat of stain has been applied, you're ready to seal. No additional cleaning is required, as I said before. If you need to get a project completed in a weekend, the liquid colored antique should be your first choice. It's fast, easy, and looks great. I've used it outside on my concrete at home and have been very happy with the product.
What kind of sealer works best for outdoor concrete?
While many people love a high gloss finish, I always recommend the sprayable satin finish sealer to our customers because it is safe for outdoor concrete use and offers excellent color richness and depth. There is absolutely no reason to create a slip hazard on a patio or pool deck when you don't have to. I also prefer to spray my sealers outdoors because it's much faster and almost impossible to mess up.
Thanks for that great information on coloring outdoor concrete. Hopefully our customers will have an easier time deciding which products to use on their next project. For more information on outdoor concrete projects, visit our blog at directcolors.com. If you'd like a free design consultation tailored to your project, send us pictures and a description by email or call us at 877-255-2656. We're here to help. The listen.directcolors.net podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.